Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for August 28th, 2024. So we're going to tackle two things today. I will go with number two is there truly a housing shortage? So that's what we're going to talk about is number two. Number one is we just had more Fed members or previous Fed members jump on the bandwagon saying that rates are going to come down. So if you've been waiting on that, you know, on the fence for rates to come down, this might be a good time to look at doing something, either maybe trying to buy that first house, first investment property, or maybe even refinance. And we're starting to get a lot of applications for that. So without further ado, let's get over to this stuff. This is why you're here. Mortgage rates eased just a hair yesterday. Is it going to continue today? Well, what a lot of people are doing, and most of the equity markets right now, they're just sitting on hold. Just hold. What are they waiting for? NVIDIA earnings. NVIDIA is basically the poster child of all investments at this time. So the NVIDIA earnings are coming out after the bell. It's the AI craze that everybody's looking at. And that's going to determine, you know, the direction of the markets, fortunately or unfortunately, what the equity markets are going to do tomorrow or after the bell today, because NVIDIA earnings come out today. So let's get over to the economic highlights that we have for today. And it's really not much anything. We have Fed Waller speaking, and he's going to say they're going to say some things. And, you know, this could possibly be market movers. Then the rest of the week, there's really not, or the rest of the day, there's nothing there. And then tomorrow, here's when the floodgates open up. We have GDP coming out, continued jobless claims, a whole slew of information between Thursday and Friday. So those days, buckle up. But today we're just going to talk about, you know, the things that I just mentioned. But right through here, this is a former Fed official. He's another one jumping on the bandwagon of interest rate cuts. Let's see what his perspective is of this and how big he thinks the cuts are, and are they certain? So let's get to this, and then we're going to go over the housing. Is there truly a shortage? This number even amazed me when I did my research. So hold on for that. Let's get over to Becky and have the interview with the former Fed official from the Cleveland Fed. Take it away, Becky.
Joining us right now for more on the Federal Reserve and what looks to be an impending interest rate cut is former Fed Vice Chair Roger Ferguson. He's also the former president and CEO of TIAA, a CNBC contributor, and more than a bit of a Fed whisperer. He's been telling us all along kind of what to anticipate from the Fed as we've been seeing these things, and he's been right. So, Roger, let me ask you the two questions that Steve posed on this. How far will they cut and how fast?
Thanks for having me on, Becky. So I heard what Steve said. I think they'll cut in a series of 25 basis point moves. I think he laid out some of the rationale for that. The economy is still doing very well. Unemployment has been creeping up, but I would say only creeping. And frankly, on the other side, inflation has been coming down, but it has been creeping and uneven as well. So I think wisdom on the committee will be 25 basis points. How far will they go? I think only time will tell. Because of the question that Steve posed very clearly, they aren't really sure, and no one is, of what this so-called neutral rate is. And so they want to inch along and then let the economy and the incoming data tell them if things are roughly in balance.
You think that there is pretty much unanimity that they're going to cut by 25 basis points this next meeting?
I think it's probably pretty much unanimity on the committee. You know, the market will have different points of view. I think the market will be very focused on, you know, incoming labor market data, ignoring the fact that Powell said they're not data point dependent, but data dependent. But yes, on the committee, I think 25 is probably where most people are centering their expectations for the upcoming meeting.
So when you hear from people who say, look, the economy is really starting to take a turn for the worse, the Fed needs to move quickly, they are behind the curve on this, they're not looking at the most recent data. What's your reaction?
My reaction is, you know, this is a very large economy, and you know there are many different sources of data, many different inputs. And this is a committee that is looking for a consensus. And so there will be some people in the committee who argue what you've just said, maybe we should move faster. There'll be some people in the committee who would say, wait a minute, inflation is still, you know, well above our target. We are predicting that it will get there, but we're not sure. And so I think part of the dynamic here is a committee of 19 voices, you know, trying to decide what best to do. And in that circumstance, while there'll be arguments on both sides, the central tendency will be more towards that 25 basis points. That'll be something for everybody. If you think the economy is weakening, we are definitely cutting. If you aren't sure how quickly things are unwrapping or unfolding in terms of inflation, then we are cutting at a moderate rate. So I think there are lots of dynamics that will lead the committee to 25 basis points, even though a few people may point to the need to try to go faster at this moment.
The Dow hit an all-time high again yesterday. S&P has had a lot of highs this year. It certainly still seems to be the perspective of the markets that we are in for a soft landing. Is that your opinion?
I hope that's the case. And what we heard from Chair Powell is the expectation of pain that he talked about a year or two ago does not seem to be necessary now. He also said something very important, which is that the Fed is not trying to engineer a weakening of the labor market. They're trying to engineer, you know, stability in the labor market. So all of that suggests to me the odds of a so-called soft landing, fortunately, have gone up. It's not done yet, however. I mean, part of the question is going to be, you know, if inflation proves to be a little sticky, you know, will they feel the need to really try to soften the economy to get it back down to the 2%? So right now, fingers crossed on soft landing, more likely than not. But Powell himself did not declare victory. And I think that was very wise of him to wait and see before we say we definitely have achieved that elusive soft landing.
So that soft landing, the whole idea of it, I guess you had been a little skeptical of it happening. You sound like you're more of a believer now, too.
I'm definitely more of a believer in that. You know, I was skeptical, as with many people, at the very beginning of this, because inflation pressures, you know, moved very quickly. There was a risk. It didn't happen, fortunately, that it would be built in. Some of the reasons to still be concerned about inflation is that some of it is built into the housing sector. And that is a reflection not of how loose or tight monetary policy is, but of some long-standing imbalances there, where, you know, the number of housing starts has been, you know, coming down a bit. It may be drifting back up. And so in that market, you know, the way to get balance is to keep prices high and maybe even have them increase. So some of the challenge around inflation may be really hard to drive out, which indicates potentially that we still have a little risk for the soft landing. But yes, my odds of soft landing have gone up, as have most people, and I hope that we are correct in that assessment, because it would be wonderful for the economy and wonderful for the reputation of the Fed.
So perfect. That was basically the area that I was trying to fit in. What I want to dissect a little bit on this is when he said there's a housing shortage, and he talked about that. And a lot of people, they say that we don't have a housing shortage and we might have a housing shortage and how much it is. So I want to take a little bit of a dive into that, those numbers. But what I also want to do is, I don't only do this to help you guys understand the markets and where mortgage rates are going and, you know, how to buy your first home and things like that. I'm also an investor. So I'm trying to figure out, is it a good time to buy stocks right now? So here's what I'm analyzing. The GDP is at 2% or higher, and those numbers are coming in. So that's telling me that the economy's pretty good. And then, as they said, we have the Dow Jones hitting record highs every day, the S&P hitting record highs every day. That's telling me there's a euphoria in the market. And so is the overall market overvalued at this time? That's what I'm trying to figure out when I'm looking at PE ratios and balance sheets of companies and things like that. So on the front of my business here is, I'm trying to figure out and help you guys understand the dynamics of real estate. Where are rates going? Where's house prices going and things like that, based on the data? Okay, so that's what we're going to look at right now. But we have the bond market right now just basically completely flat. So that's going to tell us the rates aren't going to do anything. And again, everybody's just going to wait for either some Fed officials to talk, but NVIDIA earnings is going to be a market mover in the bonds and stocks that we're seeing. So right there, here's where they were talking about. The concern right now is, everybody says, you know, what is the neutral rate? And basically that is when you take the federal funds rate minus out inflation, it equals zero. Okay, so right through here is where the federal funds rate, the chart is. We're going to go through this every day, and there's really not much changes. There's an anticipated of a 65% chance that they're going to cut rates at the next meeting, the Federal Reserve. And then from there, they're going all the way to here. So that means they're going to cut another 50 basis points, not another. They're going to do a quarter point here. And then the markets are telling us they're going to do a 0.5% cut in November. I'm still on the bandwagon of most of these guys. I'm saying it's going to be 25, 25, 25 going forward, unless we have a hiccup in the stock market, because that creates wealth for people in the wealth effect, and we're going to be compliant on the jobs market as well. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right here. If you go to CNBC and things like that, I want to just show you the headlines everywhere. Asian Pacific things, we're not going to worry about that. Housing affordability has improved a little bit, basically from rates. It's not from home prices going down, because if you see right through here, home prices just keep hitting a record high. Okay, so let's go over to this section right through here. What I'm trying to figure out is, do we really have a housing shortage? And if so, how much? So I put in here, housing data. Is there a shortage and how much and blah, 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 blah. So ChatGPT is basically saying there is over 1 million home shortages. Okay, so, we have 1 million homes that were short. Let's go over to here. This article is telling us we have millions of homes shortage. So we know we at least have 1 million home shortage. Okay, a lot of people are saying, no, we don't. Okay, so the first thing I want to show you guys through here is permits. How many permits are coming? Because this is going to be an important role, because when I show you a couple more slides, you'll understand much more. So here's permits. We had this huge lag. Let's just say in the middle, we have 1 point, let's say right through here. We'll take this line is the equilibrium right through here. Okay. So if anything below this, look at all these years that there was less supply being built, okay, or less inventory or less homes being built right through there. Okay, so that's what we have through that section right through here. What you have to understand is supply demand, okay? When the supply, the quantity goes up, you're gonna move this line this way, okay? You're gonna scroll down through here. What should that do to prices? It should go down. But what we're seeing is there's just no supply. There's no supply. So basically our supply is just constant. You know, it's not moving much. So what happens is the price has to go up and down based on the activity or how much demand is for that home. And even though there's not a lot of demand, we still have much lower supply out there. Okay, so that's what we see. And here's basically how that goes. Demand increases, it's going to go here, pushing up prices and so forth. This is just a basic economic chart. Well, a lot of people say, well, we don't have a housing shortage, but I did a research. It's like, okay, well, what about our population? Has our population grown? Because if you're saying, you know, we have the same amount of houses, no houses got deconstructed. So if we have, you know, if we don't have much more in population, well, we don't need much more in homes. Well, here's where we were in the last, from 2009 to just now. Okay, we'll go through here. Here's where we were. In 2009, there was 306 million people. Now we have 336 million people, okay, for a big increase. It's almost 30 million people, and we didn't add that many homes. Okay, so I hope that makes sense with you. The population is growing and growing and growing, and we also have immigration and illegal immigration and all the other, and they're not even factored in here. So we have a much higher population base, and we just didn't keep up with the housing builds. So that's what you're seeing right through this area right now. So that's basically my report for today, just letting you guys know some of the economic data out there. It didn't really teach you that much today, other than mortgage rates are completely flat. The Fed officials are on the bandwagon for cuts. So I don't see any reason why there won't be any cuts coming. It's just how much and how often they're going to give us those cuts. But on home prices, the demand's there and the supply isn't. So until there's an equilibrium there, we're not going to have prices come down, and we're surely not going to have a crash. So that's the report so far today. We'll have a live event. And today's live event, we're going to talk about what mortgage program is right for you and the whys behind it. So a lot of people, you know, first thing you say is FHA, and they're like, I don't want to do that. That's for, you know, people with bad credit. It's not. A lot of people don't know that they can use their VA benefits over and over and over. So there's a lot of uncertainties on what kind of mortgage programs you would fit in when you're trying to buy your first house. So join us today at 2:30 Central. Ask any questions that you have, and we'll answer those live online. But if you have additional questions, or you want to say, hey, Dan, can you help me, you know, navigate maybe a refinance or buying my first house or maybe buying my first investment property? Sure can. I work at ServBank. That means I'm federally licensed. ServBank is one of the country's largest mortgage servicers. It's actually the 10th largest. So we're a huge company. company, but my office here is, there's only three of us to take consultations, so we're not a big call center. We're here to work personally with you one-on-one. So visit us at therateupdate.com. If you're looking to buy that first house, all I ask you to do is click the grant finder right there. You're going to find grants throughout the whole country, as well as the Chicagoland area for those. And then if you want to put in your application, click the apply now button. We're going to do something a little bit unique. We're going to have you put in the application, but we're also going to have you set up a consultation directly with one of us to answer any questions that you have during that application process. So you can click that. Or if you're like, Dan, can I just call? Yeah, you can. Just scroll down to the bottom of our website and you're going to find that right through here. Our number is 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me via email at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. We'll be back 2:30 live. Answer any questions that you have. And then I will have a closing bell report for you to let you know, you know, how the market settled for today. But right now it's just smooth sailing. The markets, the equity markets are basically just flat. And so are rates, waiting NVIDIA earnings. Thanks. And talk to you later at the closing bell. And we might even have the closing bell data or the NVIDIA closing bell data prior to my closing bell report. So check out that. You might find something interesting there as well. Take care, folks. See you soon. Bye-bye.